tragedy shook the nation on April 14, 1865, when actor John Wilkes Booth assassinated President Lincoln at Ford's Theater in Washington. It happened only 5 days after Lee's Army of Northern Virginia had surrendered to General Grant at Appomattox. The tense nation now turned to Andrew Johnson. The Democratic vice president stepped immediately into the presidency, and just as immediately into conflict with a group of radical Republicans. Men like Charles Sumner and Thaddeus Stevens. They wanted to punish the South after the Civil War and pushed a Reconstruction plan that included setting up military districts in the South, establishing a Freedmen's Bureau, and passing amendments to the Constitution that addressed the rights of former slaves. As Johnson vetoed radical Republicans' measures, tension grew. Finally, his removal of Secretary of War Edwin Stanton violated the Tenure of Office Act and led to his impeachment in 1868. But the Senate failed to convict Johnson by one vote. Having given rise to carpetbaggers, scallywags, and the Ku Klux Klan, Reconstruction was probably a far cry from what Lincoln had envisioned.